In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This past week, the liturgical feast brought us to the virtue of hope. Yesterday, we celebrated the most precious blood of the Savior. 2 days before, the feast day of the apostles. It was an occasion to give thanks for the miracle of the church and to pray and to pray to be counted amongst its beloved children. The feast of Saint Peter and Paul was also an occasion for an increase of the virtue of faith and hope, especially in the communion of the saints. Remember, the prayers of the faithful obtained that Saint Peter was freed from his prison. The triumph, the extension, and the liberty of the church, this is what we have in our daily intention of prayers. The feast of the precious blood tells us how the Lord gained a spouse immaculate, spotless. When the soldier opened with his spear the side and the heart of the Savior on the cross, the Redeemer offered to the last drop his precious blood for his church. Just like the ark, built to be saved from the flood, it is by this door that we enter the boat. How to be a loving child of the church? In approaching the mystery of the church by this open wound of the Sacred Heart. Don't let be fooled by the world, already condemned by the Lord. It is where we enter the Sacred Heart that we enter the church, that we benefit the true justification. Unless your justice exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees. We do not seek an external justification that pleases the world, but a true justification, internal. This is also a recognition, an act of faith. God is powerful, is most powerful and almighty. He can make me a real saint if I cooperate with his divine grace, if I am faithful to this divine love. This is why the law of the grace is much more demanding. It's not only the external action, but also the thoughts, also the desire that we are working on with the grace of our Lord. And not only what is external. To be in the Sacred Heart of Jesus is also to see the neighbor in the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And especially, like it is told in today's Gospel, those who need to forgive. And for this Sunday, we can take as a personal intention of prayer those who need to forgive. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.